Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Listen to this ACAST show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I feel like I can't be a grandma called Nat. I'm going to have another name.
You are.
Newt.
Okay. Perfect.
Hey, Newt, you shit your pants? You okay over there?
I'm like, yep, I'll clean it later. Another tequila.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
You guys, these are your relationship and
sex. We had so many questions that I had to keep going because... you submitted them on Instagram. I love that.
Thank you. Keep continuing to do so. And you can do a couple of things. Number one, you can submit questions, but you can also tell us your tales. And I would tell us about your tale. And also, if there's any way that you could let us know if you're open to us being able to ask more questions, either so we can deliver more more details, or if we can come back to you and do follow up on some of the stories that we only get the tip, because basically we're getting a really, really short commercial and we've got questions. We have questions. We want to know the details. Where did it happen? How long has it been going on for? How do you feel about, like, I want, and they've got the dirty, juicy details. I want those more. I want every detail. I want to read your story like it's my fucking novel.
So we're doing a podcast
dirty
right
novel.
Now. You can submit your questions to us.
What are sex novels called again?
Erotica.
Yes.
I'm going to put up a sticker right now. I have one now. And
because I know people have lots of stories. I mean,
do they?
I think they do. I think that they do. I mean, maybe some people don't. You know, maybe if you like married your high school sweetheart and you haven't like gone around the town.
Where are you going around the town?
But a lot of people, I think, went around the town. And I've shared a lot of stories on this podcast. And lucky for me, this podcast is public. And some of my children's friends actually listen to these. And we want to tell you guys, if you're listening, I hope that you have these stories. I hope that you experience things and I hope you have fun. And guess what? Sex is normal. Oh, and sexual adventures are fun. And I want you guys all to
Do you think they're listening to this one?
Kind of think that they click on every Friday night, Nat Cat. Hopefully, maybe I'll tell another story about the back of a taxi. Yeah, I know you heard it. It's fine. And guess what? As long as you don't get arrested, do things. Have fun. Try it out.
Because one day... And so crazy. And I know we're going to get back to like crazy stories, but in schools in Canada or in Ontario, or maybe just one of my children's schools, they're teaching them that consent does not count. You cannot count on consent if they are not sober. Mm. So if they say yes Good and one. They're not sober, it does not count. So you cannot say that you had consent mm-hmm. if they were drinking. So, and I was like, that is a great lesson to learn.
Yes.
And we talked about why that mattered. And
because I really think that we all know that when we're drunk, and especially if you're like young and drunk and you're not like an experienced drunk, some of the words, the decisions you make and the words out of your mouth are not true to who you are and also what you really want.
You might not be fully coherent.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could say that they said yes, but it could have been that they were passed out and they were like, yeah. And then,
so basically what you have to do is you have to make, you got to be sober.
Yeah.
We got it. It's boring. You got to be sober.
Well, if you're not in a really committed right. relationship, mm-hmm. And even if you are, yes, but I think that if you're drinking and you start something and then it hits you and you pass out and they keep going, which is an issue.
Oh, that's really bad if they pass out. But even if they're not passed out.
Yeah.
Even if they're just drunk.
Like, no, I just mean,
just
I think,
watch out that they can come back and say, I was drunk. I mean, it's happening all the time now.
Yeah. So I like that they're learning that, though. I think that's yeah. such a huge.
Well, I think it's also being realistic about the fact that people are going to be drunk in your world. So I'm not going to pretend that.
And
don't get
not
drunk.
Not even drunk, just sober. Like yeah. alcohol, yeah. like drugs, like you can, the consent does not matter if you're not sober.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was very interesting to the world.
And it is really important also because there are some places and communities where they say, don't drink and do drugs. So if they do that, it's like you can, like being able to admit that you even, something happened to you, you're afraid to do it because you're too afraid to even say that you're experimenting with drugs and alcohol. So right. there's so many things to be afraid of that you can't even come forward. Guys, teenagers, they drink and they do drugs. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. The majority of them will. So just know, like, let's let them know whatever situation you were in. There's no judgment here. Be able to talk to me or talk to someone.
I just have to show you one thing because it's actually a cabbage patch all there. You know, Apple Memories are, I don't know how people do it with nudes on their phone. I don't know how you do it with sexy photos because they just pop up.
Can you put them in a private folder?
Maybe, but I just be aware that Apple Memories come up.
I also love that.
Like it's on my homepage.
Yeah, I know. I've got some things to get rid of on there.
You know what I mean?
Because I was going into Snap and I was looking, and I think you were beside me, and I was looking at my photos to upload, and there was yeah. a picture of TJ without, like, he wasn't naked, but he was like,
delete it.
In his underwear. I'm like, oh my God, what if I accidentally posted that?
Yeah, delete those things. That's an immediate deletion.
They're so cute when they're little with their underwears on. It's like, where do we put these photos?
Hmm. You know? Like, how old is he?
Like, just little kids. Without their clothes on are cute and little bathing suits. Like, and then I've got all those Speedos, which is even less than underwear. And he looks so cute in his Speedo.
Yeah, you can keep those. It's a good memory.
I mean, that's shit you got to put at their wedding.
Yeah.
He should get back to that.
What?
Speedos.
Oh, you're grade 8?
So fun.
You think?
Well, I guess not in North America, but in Europe, normal.
Do you think grade 8s wear Speedos?
Yeah.
They wear shorts.
No, in Europe, a lot of them just wear Speedos. It's normal. You get a better tan. Here, we'll
talk to him about it. See if he'll
By the
do
way,
it.
I don't like men or boys in board shorts.
I know you don't.
There but are worse ones.
Sometimes their legs are too big to go too short.
There are kinds. You got to shop around. There are kinds.
So you like short shorts.
You also have like, they come in so many different inches now.
Yeah.
Not the penis, the shorts. So,
well, both.
Like cool. Bathing, a lot of cool bathing suit companies, you can get them in like 4 different lengths depending on your size. I love a Speedo, but I don't like, but I mostly don't like those board shorts that like, board shorts okay with the right pattern, but you know those ones like my neighbor wears for shorts?
I do. What if they're really hot?
No. I immediately know. I have family members that wear bad ones. Maybe I just need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go out for dinner with them either.
Like, why? Oh, not over dinner.
Don't go out for dinner in board shorts.
Never go anywhere outside the pool in board shorts. If you're going to wear board shorts, you can go to the pool. Do not show up to a restaurant and say, I didn't have any shorts or pants. Don't ever do that.
Don't ever do that.
Don't ever do that.
Don't ever do that. Okay.
Is that water in there?
No.
What is it?
BioSteel.
Oh, yum.
Okay, so she wants to regroup. How to regroup? She's an empty nester. Like, how do you do this as a relationship? How do you do this with your spouse? How do you regroup in a relationship? Just hope they don't retire at the same time.
I mean, you're asking, obviously, because we have experience with this.
But it's something you have to think about.
I know, and prepare for. Well, I was just talking to someone, and they were like, the mom is retired, the dad is retiring in June, and they're still very young and very healthy.
That's not going to work out.
I'm like, what are you going to do?
That's not going to work out. You can't retire young. You can't.
I mean, they're 65.
That's too young.
I totally agree. Especially if you're young and healthy.
That's too young.
What are you? That's so many days.
What? Unless you golf.
Well, yeah.
Do they golf?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do? You have to travel in winter. Yeah. You can't golf in.
You have to. You know what? This is what I think you need to prepare for. And I hope you've got a budget for it. I think you need to travel. I think you need to do things with your friends outside. Let's say he golfs. Let him golf with them. Don't always do everything together.
What else could you do?
Like, you know, I know a mom, and yeah, she's retired, and she goes on these really interesting trips with her friends and with her sisters. But she's got a lot of money.
Interesting. So. What is that, like hiking? Like through like the Mayan, like some desert with like old museums. I would rather punch my puss than go to see a ruin. I'm not doing that. My husband better know that. I should let him know.
I don't see your husband with ruins. Don't
worry.
I'm not
going to like look at the Egyptian old things.
What if you get closer to like your like death and all of a sudden you want to see the worlds?
I want to go. I want to go to the nice hotel. I don't want to go see the monuments.
You don't
want to
see actually the world. You just want to see the hotels.
That sounds so terrible.
So?
I want to see like the landscape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, just with my eyes.
from
a distance. From the beach and pool. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
all that other shit just seems like work.
When I go to like an all-inclusive vacation,
yeah,
I am not looking for excursions.
Oh.
Like, I do not want to go. And
oh, remember when we did that shit with the helmets?
I have no interest.
So scared down there.
It
was cold.
Exactly. With a whole bunch of people. It's a buggy.
Do you think our kids have any good memories of that when they went down into the caves? We should ask them.
I mean, it's very cool
in
theory.
Yeah.
But it's slippery.
There's like algae.
Yeah.
And it's cold. It wasn't warm.
No.
And then you got to crawl back up.
Ugh. And you're just like wet and like you have to like get your clothes on and then you're in an open air thing and you eat food and you're like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Right.
I don't like excursions.
Just like burgers, like old burgers.
And in Costa Rica, I did like the like.
Who'd you go to Costa Rica with?
Some guy.
And what'd you do? I've never been.
I went. Well, there was a bunch of us and there wasn't. There was only four of us.
Okay. And we did like the zip line and shit.
Was that fun? No, once. I don't need to do a whole 3-hour zip line course. Once you fly down, once you fly
was it
down.
Was kind of fun?
Once.
Yeah, no, but once.
Hurts your hooch.
Oh.
Like, because the thing is tight.
Oh, I did it. I mean, I only did it at that horseshoe thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're atop of the trees. So you see the top of a rainforest or you see the top of, if you're in the sky, you're in the sky. Like, what's different?
I have
different?
To tell you something really sad, but if you have those Oculus or the new Apple. You can experience it without actually being there.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Can we go? I want to go on Oculus to like try a strip club.
Okay.
Can we go?
You've said that many. I can't go with you. We both have to. I'm not buying an Oculus so I can go to a fucking strip club with you.
You have one.
You have one?
I have one.
We have the same one?
Yeah. No one uses it.
Fine. I'll go.
Oh my God. This will be so fun. We'll go, you can buy that, right?
We'll go on a podcast.
You can buy that, right?
We'll go all together.
Oh my God. We should take an, like something.
Yeah, we've been saying that for years.
I know. Okay, I'm going to do it. Just get it for me and I'll do it. But like not on a weekday.
I know. We've got a lot of rules. Not on a weekend, not on playoffs, not when
you know,
I'm just going to, I'm going to do it one day highly illegally and just.
I don't mind if you drug me. That would be so fun.
Dry hump me.
You think I'm going to get horny?
Yeah, I do. I see that for you.
I don't, but I that would be really fun.
I feel like you're in a
but I don't think I would go for you. I'd probably
I'm like,
go.
We're on Oculus, you're in a strip club, and then
I feel a warm body.
I feel like you'd start humping.
Can you buy that in Oculus, though?
I don't know. I do not spend my time in Oculus.
I know. I was just thinking you could do anything with AI, right?
For sure.
Is it a strip club I want? Or is it like you and I just walk on to this?
I don't know if you can build characters. You have to go somewhere. I'm not going on a vacation with you to find a guy. Can you imagine? I don't think you have conversations with them. You and I are going to sit here and talk to strangers that are not real. And then I'm going to sit there and watch you flirt. Where do I go? Well, in my AI world.
You could read a book during that time.
But I can hear you.
But I'm not talking. We just vanish. And then my Oculus goes into the bottom of the boat. We're on a boat now. Did you know we were on a boat?
It was
a yacht.
So I'm in a helmet and a life jacket looking for pirates with my binoculars. And I've got a gun because I'm waiting.
And I'm under.
And a horn in case the pirates come. And then I start blowing my horn indiscriminately because I'm watching pirates come.
Thank you. And that would be so fun for you. And then you can fight the pirates in yours. That would be so fun.
Do you know pirates are real?
I know.
You know they're real.
Of course I know that.
You know they're
real. Of course I know that. But they don't have like.
No, I know.
They don't look like Johnny.
Well, they're scary.
Oh, scarier.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be fun for you.
No.
You could have some people up there. Like all the people that work on the yacht are up there with you. I'm in the undercarriage.
Well, the yacht doesn't move. I can see the Cayman Islands or wherever we are. I'm not leaving.
No, we're parked.
I'm not going out.
I know.
You are kind of a psycho if you like to go float in the middle of the ocean with nothing. Just go float there. Why do you like floating on a boat with no windows in a small room and small pools? What do you like about that? What are you going to look at? What is fun about floating on a boat in the middle of nowhere? Exactly.
I mean, I would do it, but I don't know why.
What's fun? With all these people, just a whole bunch of random people that you can't even get away from because your room's not that nice.
And then you stop at a place.
And you all have to funnel
and
off.
And you get off and you're like, I want to stay right here. I never want to get back on that boat because it's way better here on this beach.
And you need a passport?
Exactly.
You lose it.
Of course you lose your passport.
And then you like have to get back on like boarding call. I'm comfortable enough in my brand of person that I can say, just fuck no to cruises.
I'm fine. Invite me on a cruise. I'll go. I prefer the Ritz cruise.
It would be a great experiment to have a paid partnership where they convince me of otherwise. That would be a genius marketing.
And also, if we ever do our own cruise, it'll just be like literally like 50 feet off mainland of Miami.
Unless the weather gets bad, they can go to Bahamas. Because it's close.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just a little choo-choo.
Bahamas and back.
Yeah, during the day. I don't want to cruise at nighttime. Uh-uh. I'm not doing that. No. And you know what? You're in such small quarters. The room's not even sexy. Like, I'm not having sex on a cruise either.
Yeah, but you know what? I think some of the cruise boats, like the Ritz, is a really good one.
Okay, that's fine.
But why, like, can't the rich just put us on there and so we can just go and, like, show people what this is about?
Where do they go? Where do they float around?
So there's some that take off from Puerto Rico. There's all
How many people on this cruise?
Not very many.
Okay.
And they're black, matte.
Okay.
And it is 5-star.
Do you think everyone's, like, old on that, though?
Ooh, good one.
You know?
Maybe there's, like, a 65 plus.
Yeah. They should do a cruise love show. Cruising for love.
Have they not done that?
I don't know.
And we're the hosts.
Oh, my God.
But it's on the Ritz.
It's on what?
It's on the Ritz yacht.
So
only.
So fancy love.
Rich love.
Rich love.
With good food. No diarrhea.
I want to see the rooms. And then, you know, when you're rocking around, do you ever feel sick?
I've only been on a cruise once. I have no idea.
And what?
I don't want to remember. I don't want to remember. And what I'm talking about is literally people's favorite thing in life.
I know. That's what's great.
Isn't that great that there's something for everyone?
Because if we all liked the same thing,
there wouldn't be enough for everyone.
Imagine there's only one swinger in the world. You could never swing. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Imagine there was only one person who liked.
Yeah.
Like. You know how great it is that there's so many people who like different things. So
I
do like that. Don't be offended that I don't like it. Doesn't mean that you like it.
It's not perfect for you.
No, I'm not saying it.
You can also have a really good friend who loves.
Oh yeah,
that thing.
You're never going with them on it though.
No,
never.
No.
So yeah, it is fascinating to me about these cruises. Okay, I've got another question for you. Sorry, that really took a side. That's fun though. That's what's really good. We never talked about the person who's an empty nest.
Well, I think they're going on a
cruising.
Ritz cruise.
Going on a Ritz cruise. For how long?
I think 10 days. So long.
10 days. Then what do you do with the other 361 days?
Yeah, I would say get yourself a, like, people are loving pickleball, but, you know, I've heard that there's never been so many injuries in older people because they think they can just play pickleball and now they're all getting hurt.
Like, so, how? What's happening?
Because they think it's so easy, right? Because you don't really need to have, it's like, tennis, you kind of like have to know how to play, like all these racket sports, but pickleball's for everyone, which is really nice. It's inclusive.
A racket sport?
Yeah, but it's really easy.
How?
We've played it. The thing you have outside?
Yeah, but it's not easy.
Oh, it's easy. You could do it. And you could get better easily. And a lot of people are doing it. It's great for social people to like meet people. It's a great
place.
Should
we try a pickleball league?
I my friends are in one.
And they like it.
Yeah, I have a bit of a shoulder issue. We'd have to fix that before we got started.
We could try pickleball.
Okay. But I don't want to do it with other people. It's just a you and me sport.
No, we're going to a league. But I prefer senior citizens so we can beat them.
Yes, that's exactly what I would like do. And we can make them laugh. And we can bring strippers. And
Now we're pushing it.
Ladies now only. Ladies only. Retirement league. Strippers are the... instructors.
Do you know what I was thinking recently is, you know, from zero. So right now, as we get older, your ability to hold your bowels is less and less, right? Like you can.
You mean me or you?
You.
Oh, me.
Yes.
Okay. But so you know, if there's ever a me, there's lots of me.
Oh, of course. Right. I'm thinking when you're older. Mm-hmm. Does your sphincter get less? Like, are you going to shit your pants faster? Like, is this going to be a forever problem?
Well, I think that's why they wear diapers.
What?
Yeah.
Nah. No.
You think it's just for pee?
I think you don't.
I think they poo too. If I'm pooing in a diaper, Catherine.
I think.
I'd like to jump off a very tall something.
Like Taylor Swift. Do you think that gets, like, does that happen fast? I was thinking, is this a forever thing that we're going to be, when we're 80 at pickleball, looking for a toilet? Or do you just
eat less?
That
would be so funny. I don't feel like as I get older, I'd be able to, like.
I've never known an older person to shit their pants. Like, yes, their diaper, but not their pants. Like, I can't see, I've never had a grandma.
Sorry, have you known any person to shit their pants other than me?
Well, sure.
Who?
Lots of people shart all the time.
You personally know that?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like, people shart all the time.
Okay, well, then old people shart. But you're talking about something a little more intense.
Yeah, I am talking about something. I mean,
so.
I don't think you tell me when you shart all the time.
I don't shart, actually. I don't shart. I don't. If I'm going to shit my pants, I shit my pants. It's not like, ooh, I trusted a fart and it came out a little liquid. It
like,
is
I'm
a
just
shit.
Trying to imagine like your husband and I like trying to navigate us when we're all older and you're going to shit your pants. Like, how fast can we move? You better start stretching so you can start better doing sprints so you can run to the toilet.
I might be more reasonable.
I know.
And I might just eat.
Or like not so much. You might go the other way because you're like, fuck it.
Hard to tell. Hard to tell. But I think that if I really wanted to, if I ate like oatmeal and like.
In what world have you started to eat oatmeal?
Maybe because I'm too old to move quickly. So I don't want to shit my pants. So I weigh out the things. The only place I'll ever eat like fried food and like food that not just fried.
Because, you know, I feel.
Dairy and stuff. I'd have to be close to home.
Take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I know that when you get older, if you cough, you fart. Like, they can't hold it.
That's funny.
So you might just, if you get a cold, you're shitting. Or you can fart without shitting.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't have, I have never really had a mistake. I know that happens to people, not me.
So you might get more reasonable. That's what we're hoping for.
Seems really boring.
Yeah, I was just curious that about that when I was thinking like running on a crew, like we're running, playing pickleball.
I think they probably shit their pants a lot. Yeah.
You do, and it's just fine. It's like, oh, Nat shit her pants. You just carry an extra pair of pants.
I feel like I can't be a grandma called Nat. I'm going to have another name.
You are. Newt.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, Newt, you shit your pants? You okay over there?
I'm like, yep, I'll clean it later. Another tequila.
Exactly. You know what? We can't smell anything when you get older either. So you're sort disgusting. Of like, she just shit her pants.
It's disgusting.
Okay, so someone texted you back in DMs. I'm just going through the...
Oh, my stripper?
Sure did.
Can't wait. You know we're preparing for tour when Newt's in the inboxes of a bunch of strippers. Was my budget too low?
I didn't look. Okay. I didn't open it. That's a you thing, not a me thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, BF scheduled. Ugh, so many questions. If you want to know how often you should do Hanky Panky, go listen to our last podcast last week or 2 weeks ago, because that really is what people are so curious about. And it really is up to you, up to nobody else. And Hanky Panky, you know, I do think that Hanky Panky should have its own category. Mm. It should just be like there should be a sex calendar mm-hmm. where it is. Not always sex.
You want to do the other things?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, if I could just roll, if I could dry hump, you know that, I would dry hump. I'd be okay with that.
I'm sure he'd be fine with that if you did that.
True, he would not be fine with dry humping.
It's better than nothing.
But then you know it's leading to something.
Of course.
I think
he's like, we're not 14. And we're like,
I think what I'm hearing over and over and over again in our DMs is that people feel like they have lost the relationship of it being fun and then it's just sex. Mm-hmm. So it's like you want to have fun. Mm-hmm. You want to the fun because for women, and I'm assuming moms, the fun was going out to the bar. The fun was the pre. That's a fake number.
Strippers got friends.
The fun was the pre. Yeah. The pre. The fun was the build. It wasn't actually the thing. It was the pre to the thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if people could grasp, because all of you are like, how many times a week should you do it? I would throw back to your spouse, how many times did we have fun this week? So if you're like, how many times, we don't have sex anymore. How many times did we have fun? Because I feel like if we could flip it to being something more than just this one act and making it something about...
Then our whole sex life could be more... Fun. Sex life could be more fulfilling and, because more things would fill the bucket, I understand.
And not just penetration. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I think that counts to men. Mm-hmm. That one thing. But so our bucket is like, well, we did that. So now that's fuller rather than the whole... relationship being more fun. Mm-hmm. Because I bet most of you who ask how many times a week should I be doing it or a month, I bet if I said to you, how many times did you have fun this week or last week or this month? I don't know what the answer would be.
With your partner.
Yeah. Mm. And why that correlation isn't there kind of blows my mind, because how would you think that the relationship would be like, they kind of have to, they're kind of hand in hand. The fun, I don't even just mean fun, like whatever that thing is that makes you feel like this person is more than just someone who takes the garbage out.
Who's running this business of the household with me.
Yeah. And that
he's my boyfriend.
And kind of, yeah. Because when you're in a relationship in high school, it's about seeing them in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And it's about like holding their hand when you go mm-hmm. to the, they're so giddy just to be near each other. Mm-hmm. And that's not realistic. I'm not saying that. But I do think this whole.
Somehow you have to replicate some of those small things that make it so exciting.
Or just fun.
Speaking of, side note, my daughter was showing me all these pictures, and I think you know this, but this has nothing to do with sex, but your daughter and my daughter used to hold hands all the time.
I know.
Even when they're sitting on their parents' laps, they were holding hands. Like, that's so interesting. They would just reach for each other's hands.
I know.
So fucking cute.
It's so cute. There's a comfort there. It's like a baseball glove.
So cute.
I know. They're really lucky. I don't think they know how lucky they are, because they're very different, but they're really lucky.
I think they actually do know, because mine was really reminiscing yesterday and showing me a lot of pictures.
That's weird.
Yeah.
She must have known.
She knew.
I mean, mine must have known.
Yeah. And because she was posting and when did you take all these pictures of the two of you? And she said this morning before school, she went and got those books that you used to make us.
I should make some more. I'll make one if we go on a trip. Okay.
That would be, they just love them so much.
I used to take our family photos and make it out a Christmas
family
book.
Books.
Family, where's your
it
family?
It was like, she made one for me. It was like the Telfer Thompsons, but mostly Taylor and Olivia.
So cute. And Max and Tucker.
And it's their favorite things to look at, those books, you know?
Oh, obviously, that's why vlogs are so like reminiscent for families. Oh.
That door needs oil.
I know. You know what we're going to work on? They're called trad wives, and it's the biggest trend. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they're robots.
Mm-hmm.
I think their life might be easier mm-hmm. because they have such defined roles. You know what a trad wife is?
They're not real robots.
No.
Because I would buy one of those for my husband.
No, it's traditional wives who just literally take care of it. They're very young, and they all.
The roles are so easily defined. It's, it's kind of great for everyone.
And they don't really want to think. I don't know if it's great for everyone.
It's great for everyone if that's what you both want.
Yeah. Although I can't.
But also, how long do you want that for? And then if you go change that and you don't want to be that anymore, then you've all got to redefine, which is fine. You can redefine relationships at any time. But sometimes one wants to change it and the other one's like, I liked it the way it was.
Oh my God, 100%.
And usually it'll be the man who wants the trad wife.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, my man is the decision maker. And I just look at them like this. Mm-hmm. I just think they're so lost that mm-hmm. it's easier than to think about everything and mm-hmm. have to do it. You know what the only thing is? Mm-hmm. Is that the roles are so defined that a lot of women we talk to right now do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it all, mm-hmm. but they don't get the benefits of the traditional wife because mm-hmm. they are doing the traditional wife and the modern wife.
Mm-hmm.
So they do both. So mm-hmm. they're kind of get screwed either way.
Mm-hmm.
Where the traditional wife is just getting with the traditional wife. She doesn't mm-hmm. work. Mm-mm. She just like makes potato chips and sourdough and like.
She makes her own potato chips, eh?
Yeah, because she doesn't want. One video is like, I don't want my husband to have the preservative. So she cuts it and fry it. Like it's so slow. The life is so slow because you don't have to think.
So this means that because it's online that potentially our.
Oh, yeah.
Children will be like, oh, this isn't what it looks like in my house, but this is a life, and that they might like it.
Yes. Oh,
they better get the fuck out of Toronto.
They make it look perfectionist. Like it looks simple, easy, fun. It's not, but they make it look that way.
And the other thing that's hard about that really is if you set yourself into a particular role and you change as a human, which you're absolutely entitled to do, it can get complicated.
It's not lasting. It's not lasting. They're very young. I have not seen. I mean, there are ones that are probably not online though. But if you're on TikTok, posting your trad life, you're probably looking to get famous.
And because I'm also thinking, trad wife husband doesn't necessarily want trad wife sharing everything. That's not a role a trad wife should be doing.
Well, and trad wife is probably making money off the trad wife. And then when trad wife gets her money, so much money,
trad wife's out.
Trad because wife
trad husband is like, while you're filming all this, there's probably some laundry that needs ironing.
Oh, does he even know where the laundry is? If he gets his food and he's got his...
Well, he's telling her, you're spending all this time online?
Yeah.
My shirts don't have creases. And
I like that.
And we agreed to this, and my shirt should have creases. And you know, some people really like their bed sheets ironed.
That's dumb. Don't do that.
Apparently, it feels amazing.
And what about if they... we can't go downtown. We have an interview at 12:30. And what about... And I was just thinking their sex life must just be just simple. Simple. Just you, whenever you want it. Okay, I'm available all the time. I please my man. Traditional wife, look it up. I'll actually show you a photo of what it looks like. Okay, y'all, have a great day. We will see you whenever we see you.